This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Stephanie Joy, who is to the right of me today. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, again, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you'd like to go to Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E, and or you can follow us on our Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1 on our Twitter account. Now, friends, if you'd like to actually jump on the line with us, the phone number is accessible today. That number is 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Now, to get right to it, friends, for the sake of time, interestingly enough, we got a couple articles going up on sonsoflibertymedia.com in just a couple minutes here. But the Houston pastors send bold message to their mayor, don't mess with the pulpits in America. Well, lawfully, he's exactly right on the money, but we need to understand that we are the law, so therefore we have to embody the spirit of that Constitution and enforce it against those that want to try to usurp that law or our rights. Also on Sons of Liberty Media coming up here, we got the White House. You ready for this, friends? Just again to reinforce what I've shared with you over and over and over again, friends. Who, I ask, supports this administration? Well, friends, brand new today. It's going to be up on Sons of Liberty Media in just a little bit here. The White House press pool noticed something conspicuous at Obama's campaign stop in Pennsylvania. Friends, by the way, I want to make it clear. I don't care if this is George Bush. I don't care if this is Barack Hussein Obama. If they're not upholding the Constitution of the United States and the laws, the enumerated laws within that constitutional republic, you know what? I'm going to stand against them for violating our laws. But I want you to understand, friends, just to reinforce what I've shared with you, that there is no support for this administration, for the most part, except America's enemies, both within and without. You need to understand, friends, that during his campaign in Pennsylvania, 75%... Listen to me again. 75% of the seats were empty. 75% of the seats were empty. Nobody even on his side, friends, his law-breaking side, they're not in support of Barack Hussein Obama. Remember what Stalin said concerning the vote. It doesn't matter who does the voting. It matters who does the counting. We're also finding that there's massive voter fraud going on again in the United States of America. Okay? What's also interesting to note, that states where it's mandatory to actually have ID, he loses. Of course. That's why he wants the wicked to walk on every side when the wicked are in authority. That's what Scripture tells us. And that's exactly what we see happening in the country today. Friends, again, I'm just reiterating the point that people in this country are capitulating from nothing, from no support. Friends, and again, just a reminder, it's going to be up on sonsoflibertymedia.com in just a couple minutes here. The White House press pool noticed something conspicuous at Obama's campaign stop in Pennsylvania. And what is that? 75% of the seats were empty. What's going on? Well, people are not in support of this criminal administration. Just here to let you know the facts, friends, as John Adams, again, using ostentatious erudition, just to let you know what John Adams said. Facts are stubborn things. And if America, you would open up your eyes, you'd find that there is nothing to run from. There's absolutely nothing to run from. Let me jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com real quick. Time to fight back, parents. The masking of schools in California. They're beginning to attempt to proselytize kids over to the Muslim faith. We're going to talk a little bit about that today. We're going to actually talk about the Trojan horse, what's going on in public schools, along with sonsoflibertymedia.com, modern conservatives, spineless capitulators. Read Psalm 78 when you get a minute. Modern conservatives, spineless capitulators. And we also got an article up. We posted this. We shared with you on Saturday how we're going to be doing one of the, well, the largest Tea Party in the United States of America coming up here in Arizona on the 10th of November. Well, the state-run media is attacking myself already. And what's interesting is Pamela Geller, the woman who's exposing CARE in these Muslim organizations within the United States of America, well, they attacked her too. Okay, so the article says 1-2 punch. Pamela Geller throws left hook at Arizona Tea Party. Bradley brings forth a TKO. I like that. So we get the opportunity to prove a point again. Folks, the way that you win the day is you bring it to them. You bring it to the enemy. You don't sit there and just talk about the problems. You deal with the enemies. We also have another article up on Sons of Liberty Radio. I'm sorry, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Our rights come from God, not government. There are no rights without Jesus Christ. That coming from 2004 presidential candidate Michael Peruca, a constitutional scholar. Of course. And again, we go back to our founding documents. We know, again, friends, where our rights come from. Folks, to say all that, to say this, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Stephanie, I believe you got about a minute and a half. Fill it with words.
Well, and the reason why that is because it's just a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. We want the mind of Christ, the heart of God, and always to be led by the Spirit. Now, we need to understand that as far as talking about schools and education of our children, it was Noah Webster who said, the education of youth should be watch with the most scrupulous attention. It is much easier to introduce and establish an effectual system than to correct by penal statutes the ill effects of a bad system. The education of youth lays the foundation on which both law and gospel rest for success. He said, in my view, the Christian religion is the most important and one of the first things in which all children under a free government ought to be instructed. Now, children used to be taught out of a book called The Primer. How did children back in the foundation of our country learn their ABCs, for example? They would say, by using their ABCs, they would say scriptures. They would say, A wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish son is the heaviness of his mother. B, better is a little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure and trouble therewith. C, come unto Christ, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and he will give you rest. So back in the day of our foundation, our children were learning their ABCs attached with scripture. When you go back to the 1950s and you see what kind of problems did we have in school in the 1950s, we had problems with kids talking out of turn and chewing gum. Okay, these are the kind of things that they were mentioning as problems back in the 1950s. So let's speed it up here to today in 2014. What kind of problems do we have in schools? Well, we've got school shootings. We've got pregnant teenage girls. We've got violent crimes. We've got all sorts of things. Why? Because we've taken down the Ten Commandments, the law of God, prayer out of schools. And what kind of fruit and harvest do we expect that we're going to bring
forth?
And
friends, just keep in mind, on a positive, you've never lost the right. You just have to fight for it. I'm going to talk about some of these things that you just brought up. Great stuff. We're going to do a comparison, friends, to 1967 to the present before we get over to the Trojan horse. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
My guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. High school, 1967 versus 2014. Let's go ahead and contrast. Steph, what were you just sharing with me during the break?
Yeah, basically, you know, there are challenges and problems, I mean, big-time problems that schools face today that would have been unfathomable 4 or 5 decades ago. In fact, if you don't believe me, sit down with your grandmother or grandfather and say, hey, what kind of problems did you guys have in school? So, for example...
You know what I'm thinking about right now, right?
Yeah, Grandma Rocks.
Yeah.
Okay, so in the 1940s and 50s, public school teachers ranked the top 7 major student discipline problems as follows. These are the top 7 problems that American schools had in the 1940s and 50s, and see how far we've come since there. All right, the top 7 were this.
Since then.
Mm-hmm. Talking, chewing gum, making a noise, running in the halls, getting out of turn in line, dress code infractions, and not putting paper in the waste paper basket.
Let's go to dress code infractions.
Yeah, I got a personal firsthand one. My grandmother actually wrote an article on what it was like to be a girl growing up in the 1930s. And she was saying one day that they shed their stockings to kind of have bare ankles, basically, or nylons, you know, instead of their stockings.
Yep.
She said they got pointed right down to the principal's office and, you know, they needed to correct what they were doing because it just wasn't appropriate to have, you know, your ankles and those nylon stockings, you know, showing through. But you have to understand, we had a high moral
standard. Christ.
That we followed, that parents actually taught their children. They not only taught it to them, but they enforced through discipline. And they knew, she said, teachers could teach, and we had loving discipline, so we knew how far we could go in this article. So when you're going back to looking at your grandparents or, you know, your mom and dad, depending on how old you are, and what they were taught back in the 1940s and 50s, the country that we live in now today is completely different than what it was from back then. And I think you have a great analogy.
1 Timothy 2:9, you just go over there and read it really quick. King James Version, in like manner, also that women adorn themselves in modest apparel with shamefacedness and sobriety, not with broidered hair or gold or pearls or costly array.
That's right. But that which becometh a woman professing godliness, the inner man, your heart. The Bible says, well, man looks at the outward appearance, God looks at the heart. So we need to understand that our adorning needs to be that which Christ gives us, the ornaments of a meek and quiet spirit, and that which is pleasing unto God. If you're showing everybody everything you got,
well,
oh,
that's
a different show.
Well, you want to go ahead and put the lure out there.
Exactly. Yeah. And what kind of bait are you going to attract? And you say, why do all these guys want
that? No.
After
not
me?
What kind of bait are you going to attract? What kind of bait are you going to use to attract?
That's right.
And what are you going to attract by using that bait?
That's right. The bait that you're wearing, you're going to attract the kind of.
Oh, that's right. Just
horrible
exactly what you're
fish.
Looking for.
That's right.
Yeah. So let's go to the high school, 1967 versus 2014. Here's scenario one. Jack goes quail hunting before school and then pulls into the public school parking lot with his shotgun in his truck's gun rack. Well, 1967, vice principal comes over, looks at Jack's shotgun, goes to his car and gets his shotgun to show Jack. 2014, school goes down, well, into a lockdown. FBI called. Jack hauled off to jail. Never sees his truck or gun again. Counselors called in for traumatized students and teachers.
It's about it.
Oh, it's exactly
it's
it.
Thick.
Scenario two. Johnny and Mark get into a fist fight after school. 1967, crowd gathers. Mark wins. Johnny and Mark shake hands and end up buddies. That's exactly usually how they end up.
Mm-hmm.
But 2014, in contrast to 1967, police called in SWAT teams arrive. They arrest both Johnny and Mark. They're both charged with assault and battery and both expelled even though Johnny started it. And, of course, the state-run media is right there to embellish it.
You have to say, well.
Scenario three, Jeffrey will not be still in class. He disrupts other students. 1967, Jeffrey sent to principal's office and given a good paddling by the principal. He then returns to class, sits still, and does not disrupt class again. 2014, in contrast to 1967, Jeffrey is given a huge dose of Ritalin, dangerous psychotropic drugs. That's another show.
Yep.
He becomes a zombie. He is then tested for ADD.
ADHD.
This one is ADD.
Huh.
Okay, now, interestingly enough, the family gets extra money from the government through Social Security to keep their kids on drugs because now Jeffrey has a disability. Yeah. We got to do that show pretty soon.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, okay. Scenario four, Billy breaks a window in his neighbor's car and his dad gives him a whipping with his belt. 1967, Billy. 1967. Oh, I just lost my.
The scroll there?
Yeah, I'm a little bit lost here. We were at Pedro or what? Oh, here we go. Scenario five. Oh, my goodness. Scenario four. Billy breaks a window in his neighbor's car, and his dad gives him a whipping with his belt. 1967. Billy is more careful next time, grows up normal, goes to college, and becomes a successful businessman. 2014. Billy's dad is arrested for child abuse. Billy is removed to foster care and joins a gang. The state psychologist is told by Billy's sister that she remembers being abused herself, and their dad goes to prison. Billy's mom has an affair with the psychologist. Scenario five, Mark gets a headache and takes some aspirin to school. 1967, Mark shares his aspirin with the principal out on the smoking dock. In contrast, 2014, the police are called and Mark is expelled from school for drug violations. His car is then searched for drugs and weapons. Folks, this is the signs of the times. Scenario 6, Pedro fails high school English. 1967, Pedro goes to summer school, passes English, and goes to college. 2014, in contrast to 1967, Pedro's cause is taken up by the state. Newspapers and articles appear nationally explaining that teaching English as a requirement for graduation is racist. The ACLU files a class action lawsuit against the state school system and Pedro's English teacher. English is then banned from our core curriculum. Pedro is given his diploma anyways, but ends up mowing lawns for a living because he cannot speak English.
Isn't that just sums it up right there?
Oh, yeah.
Just judgment turned back.
Yeah, I want people to understand something. We've heard this little charade. We've been told about the charade that's played constantly through the state-run media. you know, the left versus the right, the left versus the right. Folks, I want you to understand something. And this perfectly exemplifies my point. It's not the left versus the right. It's the state versus the people. And again, when we're talking to the left, we're talking about people that are not ruled by law. But this is the perfect example of exactly what we're saying here. They jump in because they want more control. So what they do is they illegally reallocate your tax dollars to the causes that they so choose at their own discretion. And then we end up with an arbitrary government. And then we wonder why. Again, folks, we're not ruled by opinion. We're ruled by law. We're not ruled by policy. We're ruled by law. Scenario 7, Johnny takes part in playing with leftover firecrackers from the 4th of July. He puts them in a model airplane, paints the bottle, and blows it up on a red ant bed. 1967, the ants die. In contrast, 2014, the ATF, Homeland Security, and the FBI are called in. Johnny is charged with domestic terrorism. The FBI investigates his parents, and all of his siblings are removed from their home, and all computers are confiscated. Johnny's dad is placed on a terror watch list and is never allowed to fly again.
Yeah.
Folks, hello?
I mean, people might think, oh, that's just so far out there.
No, it is not. It is not. I can give you an actual case in every given scenario here. Scenario 8, Johnny falls while running during recess and scrapes his knee. He is found crying by his teacher, Mary. Mary hugs him to comfort him. 1967, a short time. In a short time, Johnny feels better and goes on playing. In 2014, in contrast to 1967, Mary is accused of being a sexual predator and loses her job. She faces 3 years in the state pen. Johnny undergoes 5 years of therapy.
Yeah.
For absolutely no reason. Folks, is this why the Bible says we should return to the old paths?
I've got
where is the good way and walk therein, Jeremiah 6:16? Maybe we should listen to him.
Yeah, I've got that scripture
right in
front of me.
But that takes us correcting ourselves first and foremost.
Yep, thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way and walk therein, and ye shall find what? Rest for your souls.
Rest for your souls.
That's right.
Rest for your souls.
Jeremiah 6:16.
Folks, we're going to take a quick break. How much time, Sam? We got 1 minute before our next break. Folks, what we're going to do is we're going to come back and we're going to talk about going to sonsoflibertymedia.com as to what's taking place in public schools. It's time for the parents to fight back, okay? Now is the time because now is the beginning. I know the state-run media loves to get the American people, they love to have the American people believe their lies. But you need to understand that it is now the beginning. It is now time to deal with these issues because there's time to right the wrongs, and now is the right time to do the right thing. Back to school, the Muslim Trojan Horse, sonsoflibertymedia.com, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Be right back.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States. And your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. Katie Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. Katie Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Katie Armor. Come and take it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. and it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season, like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
Are you telling me there's cover?
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them. Help
the first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Just doing a contrast, folks, between 1967 and 2014, the present. And interestingly enough, during the break, the producer, one of the producers, 10 years old, said to me, go ahead and share, Sam. Listen to this. Great observation.
I said the contrast, it sounded like a total different country from 1967, I think it was, to 2014.
It is a different country.
It is.
There's one that feared God, walked in the fear of the Lord because they loved the Lord. And now what we're doing is we're dealing with a nation that doesn't fear the Lord because they love themselves more than they love the God that gave them what they now possess.
You know what that means? We're going to have to do Grandma Rocks, because that's exactly what the older generation will say. They'll say, you know, this is not the same country that I grew up in.
Okay, go for it. Well, you know what? Then if that's the case and we just barely tap into the Muslim Trojan horse, then so be it. But this is great stuff, folks, because this is important, what's going on in public schools, and we're starting to zero in on what we should have zeroed in on 50, 60 years ago, friends, when they began to, the revisionists, the atheists began to, well, they were a lot of the time, they were given permission by the American people to go begin to brainwash their kids through these professors that don't know their left hand from their right hands, and then begin to teach them that God doesn't exist. And then we know what comes with that, that if God doesn't exist, then everything is permissible, and now we begin to see that the American people are taking this mentality on and this dangerous ideology on that, well, you know what? If there is no God, then we can do whatever we want to do. Yeah, friends, welcome back to the Stone Ages, friends, because now we're going back to nothing new under the sun, and it's called idolatry. It's the oldest sin under the book. So here we are. But Grandma Rocks, what does she rock for and why?
The reason why Grandma Grandma Rocks is because she contrasts what it was like to grow up in her day with modern day. And you'll see that the difference is, I don't know, jaw-dropping, amazing, unbelievable. You judge for yourself. One evening, a grandson was talking to his grandmother about current events. The grandson asked his grandmother what she thought about the shootings at schools, the computer age, and just things in general. The grandma replied, "Well, let me think a minute. I was born before television, penicillin, polio shots, frozen food, Xerox, contact lenses, Frisbees, and the pill. There was no radar, credit cards, laser beams, or ballpoint pens. Man had not yet invented pantyhose, air conditioners, dishwashers, or clothes dryers, and the clothes were hung out to dry in the fresh air, and man hadn't yet walked on the moon." If we've even done so. But that's a different show.
Oh, yeah. You
got all these different shows.
Hey, you know, interestingly enough, John Lear, one of the creators of Lear Jets,
yep,
he believes it is an absolute impossibility that we ever went there.
Oh.
So that is a different show.
We got three different shows we got to go on to. Yeah. Okay. Now, your grandfather and I, she said, got married first and then lived together. Every family had a father and a mother. Until I was 25, I called every man older than I, sir.
Can I say something?
Sure.
Every family still does have a father and a mother.
Yeah, exactly. And her whole point is...
Every individual on this planet has a father and a mother.
That's exactly right. And they weren't broken families. They were families that stood together.
So God's intent has not changed.
No, of course not.
And we know that through the creation and the manifestation of what he said would be and what wouldn't be.
In fact, the Lord said that he changes not. That's exactly right. Now, she said again, until every family had a father and a mother, until I was 25, I called every man older than I, sir. We were born before gay rights, computer dating,
Let's go back to this. Let these conspirators again write about me this week. They don't have rights because God didn't give them the rights. Okay, that's why they're seeking the state to give them permission to go ahead through an evolutionary theory and understanding of what government is. They want permission from the government to call them rights to go ahead and do what they want to do. And what the state is doing is using the homosexuals to actually, again, use them to upend the sovereignty of the United States. So no longer do you get your rights from God. Now you get your privileges from the state.
That's right. And no one has the right to break God's law.
That's right.
Now, computer dating, dual careers, daycare center, and group therapy.
Well, let me say this, right back to what you just said, because there's so much good stuff in what you're saying here. There's a plethora of little bunny trails here.
I love that.
Interestingly enough, at the Capitol in the state of Minnesota, just to prove my point, when you go to the Supreme Court chambers, there's a huge mural of Moses behind the Supreme Court chambers in the Capitol in the state of Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
Awaiting the divine law. Now, what it says on the way outside of the door, it says where the law ends, tyranny begins. Wait a second. So who gave the law? What is Moses awaiting? Exodus 18:28 or 21. He's awaiting God's moral law.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go to these Capitol buildings, friends, throughout the United States of America, you'll understand perfectly what I'm saying to you. There's no debate. This is the thing that they don't want you to see. Folks, it's right in front of your face. But again, going back, who's the right giver? God is. Knowing the Declaration of Independence? Yes, of course. And then going back to what happens when those forsake God's moral law, well, then what we do is we give right to tyranny. And again, there is no in-between.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now, she said, our lives were governed by, speaking of what you're talking about, the Ten Commandments.
Yep.
Good judgment and common sense.
What did Grandma say, Steph? See, there's so much here that you got to explain to the people through testimony that Grandma said when she would go to the church every Sunday, what would she hear the preachers preach on?
My grandmother's 96 years old. You got to preach the law and the prophets, she said. Yep. So she knew it, and they received the Ten Commandments, and of course their nation governed themselves according to the Ten Commandments. They were known as the greatest generation, not just for their heroism and their being so courageous, but also because they knew what in their hearts what was right and wrong. In fact, this is a bunny trail, but to contrast, young men during World War II, many of them who found out that they could not serve and honor their country, they actually committed suicide because they could not go to war. Now, fast forward that to Vietnam, and you look at people who are draft dodging and all this different kinds of stuff, or they're joining the military nowadays for the good things that they can get from the military, they get education and see the world and so on.
I'm lost.
remember HBO Band of Brothers when they were interviewing the real brothers,
but
the documentary?
But what does that have to do with what we were just talking about?
Because we were talking about how basically the greatest generation, they weren't just a great generation because of what they did in World War II. They were a great generation because they were governed by principles and morals and what was right. And when they saw that our quote-unquote country was attacked, quote-unquote, for what they believed, they said, listen, I want to go fight and do that which is right, because they knew what was right and wrong. They knew that it was wrong that we were attacked. Well, they had that moral obligation that so many people are missing, or that moral balance that so many people are missing now today.
I remember, just to take that to the present, a woman who lost her son in Benghazi, who was a Navy SEAL, she had said of her son that he exemplified his love for his brothers because he laid down his life for them.
That's right.
And that's exactly what they used to know back in the greatest generation. And that's exactly what we're missing today, where people don't look out for each other. And let's take that to even scripture. Jesus said in John 15:13, greater love is no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his brethren. And it's also interesting to note that that's a holy love, Romans 5:5. But take that over and notice what Jesus said in John 13:35. He said, by this the world will know that you're my disciples, by the love that you have for one another. What are we seeing in America today? That element, the very missing piece of the heart that God gives, is love for one another. We don't see a whole lot of that anymore. And we don't see it in the sense of, instead of correcting and instructing and actually reproving, we don't see none of that anymore. We just give them a pass and we say, oh, everything's okay. That is not love, because that's how people destroy themselves.
And, you know, it's a good thing to note here, when you say we don't see a lot of love, we have to note we hear a lot of love, like, oh, love your brother, love your sister, love you, man. We hear a lot about it, but in demonstration, it's a far cry from where
Jesus said, you honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Now, she goes on to say, our lives were governed by the Ten Commandments, again, good judgment and common sense. We were taught to know the difference between right and wrong, and to stand up and take responsibilities for our actions.
And what do you suppose their reference was?
The Ten Commandments.
There you go.
The law of God.
Amen.
And, you know, the thing is, I have to point out, too, she also said their lives were governed by common sense.
Yep.
I mean, if you're looking at the rationality of things that the American government is trying to do today, I'm thinking of, you know, No Child Left Behind and all these different kinds of, you know, curricula, you know, Common Core.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're saying, well, 2 + 2 can kind of be however you interpret it.
That's exactly what
so and so, you know.
By the way, friends, that's exactly true what Stephanie just said.
They're doing that.
They're trying to teach the kids that whatever it equals, because now instead of them educating the children and training them up in the ways that they should go, that they would not depart from them when they're older, now they're saying to the kid, no, you go ahead and teach yourself.
Now, just however you get to whatever, you know, answer you want. It's just a matter of how you got there, and it doesn't really have to equal, you know, 4. You can kind of make it be your own thing. It's like, are you crazy?
No, that's sick.
It is. I mean, picture you take, you know, down.
Well,
the
dummy down is really what it's dumbing down and stupefying a people to accept whatever the government says as absolute, and that's how they do it.
Yep.
They say to the kid, well, it means whatever you mean it to be, and so the government comes behind that. Corruption in government comes behind that and says, no, that works out just fine, because now we can rule the roost.
Yep.
And that's exactly what they're attempting to do through totalitarian methods.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now, she said, serving your country was a privilege. Living in this country was a bigger privilege. They knew what they had.
Remember at the state fair just this last year, thanking the veterans and thanking the cops? Interestingly enough, remember the veterans, when we'd tell them thank you, they didn't want to let us go.
Yep.
They just wanted to stand there and talk. And oftentimes they'll water up. Remember the guy that had 2 Purple Hearts? I went over and sat down next to him and told him thank you. Interestingly enough, folks, what he said was just incredible to me.
Yes, and
you know, thank you for taking the time and acknowledging. It's like, man, I wouldn't be here to acknowledge if it wasn't for you guys.
That's right. And there was another Purple Heart winner. What he said to us really stuck out to me, because, you know, we said, thank you for your service. And he looked at us and he said, you were worth it.
Amen.
It's just like, wow. I mean, the heart of that is unbelievable. But she says, we thought fast food was what people ate during Lent. Having a meaningful relationship meant getting along with your cousins. Draft dodgers were people who closed their front doors when the evening breeze started. Time sharing meant time the family spent together in the evenings and weekends, not purchasing condominiums. We never heard of FM radios, and I don't ever remember any kid blowing his brains out listening to Tommy Dorsey. If you saw anything with Made in Japan on it, it was junk. The term making out referred to how you did on your school exam. Pizza Hut, McDonald's, and instant coffee were unheard of. We had 5 and 10 cent stores where you could actually buy things for 5 and 10 cents. Ice cream cones, phone calls, rides on a streetcar, and a Pepsi were all a nickel. And if you didn't want to splurge, you could spend your nickel on enough stamps to mail one letter and two postcards. We'll continue on with Grandma Rocks after this break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is James White.
And I'm Jason Van Tatenhove.
And we're from the Liberty Brothers Radio Show and thelibertybrothers.com. You know, we've had the pleasure of interviewing many fine guests on the Liberty Brothers. But one of my favorites, Bradley Dean. I really appreciate his dedication and his fire.
You know, the guy's just an inspiration to us all.
He is. So please make sure you check out Bradley Dean on sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So, go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Interestingly enough, Tim Brown, the editor from sonsoflibertymedia.com, just came in and told us, you know, when I told you at the beginning of the show concerning how many people didn't show up for Barack Hussein Obama in Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
He found out that there's only 10,000 some odd number of seats there.
Mm-hmm.
And what they did is they actually cut off, like, probably three-quarters of the stadium to make it look like that was the backdrop.
Yeah,
that portion, I believe Tim said it was probably a third of the stadium that was cut off, right?
Oh, yeah.
To make it look like there was more people there. Well, when they did that, only probably a third of the people inside of there, three-quarters of that section was empty.
Okay, so it was a third of the entire...
So this is strengthening my case all the more that nobody's supporting this man.
So it was a third of the actual stadium itself that was barred off or blocked off for Barack Hussein Obama's thing, and then only a third of those seats was filled.
75% of what was available was empty.
Yeah, it's a shame.
And, well, it reminds me of what, you know, Stevie Wonder, when he had a problem, you know, finding 200 people to actually do a fundraiser for Barack Hussein Obama. He couldn't find them. We also know that his re-inauguration during his speech in Washington, D.C., he couldn't sell the hotel rooms. Oh, folks, there's voter fraud in a major, major cases across the country taking place today. In your country, friends, and they're noticing this again. And isn't it interesting, the state-run media is out there talking about how the Democrats and the Republicans, oh, it's a, such a squeaky, squeaky close case, man. I just don't even know. I don't know who's going to win this. And who are you getting that from? You're getting that from the conservatives, friends.
Yeah,
and because they're taking the bone that's been fed to them, that they're just reporting as to what they're being told. And again, you have to open up your eyes, friends. He does not have the support.
That's right.
And here's another perfect scenario to prove my point.
And let's just plug this in right now, since it's going along. It's exactly what we're saying. Tomorrow, November 4th, midterm elections, make sure that you go out and vote. Vote for those candidates who support righteousness, who support the Constitution, the Bible, and biblical principles. Many men and women have given their lives so we could have the right to vote, so make sure that you take advantage of that opportunity and go out and vote for godly men and godly women.
Amen.
Amen. All right, now, she said, going back to Grandma Rocks, for those of you who are just tuning in, we are going back and talking with Grandma to see how things were different in her day when she grew up as in comparison to today. She said you could buy a new Chevy coupe for $600, but who could afford one? Too bad, because gas was 11 cents a gallon. Wouldn't we like to go back to them old days? In my day, she said, grass, quote-unquote, was mowed. Coke, quote-unquote, was a cold drink. Pot was something your mother cooked in. And rock music was your grandmother's lullaby. Aides were helpers in the principal's office. Chip meant a piece of wood. Hardware was found in a hardware store. And software wasn't even a word. We were the last generation to actually believe that a lady needed a husband to have a baby.
Well, let's not strengthen those lies there. And it's just an analogy. That's all we're talking about here, friends. But we know that throughout the United States of America, I don't care if they had all 50 states illegally implemented with gay marriage. Folks, you better watch out, because America has now gotten to the point where they are daring the justice of God, and they're going to get a response. But the fact of the matter is, not one state has abided by the law.
That's right.
Not one state.
That's right. Not according to the law of God. That's exactly right. We are the last generation. We said that already. No wonder why people call us old and confused, she said, and say there's a generation gap. And how old do you think I am? This woman would be only 78 years old. So if you're looking and going back, as the Lord told us to go back to the old paths, wherein is the good way where you might find rest for your souls, you know, we obey man's, quote-unquote, or they try to shove down your throats, rather, 10,000 commandments and laws today because we've failed to simply follow the precepts that are found in the Ten Commandments. We need to understand that when you go back and say, listen, you're going to be entangled and ensnared by 10,000 policies and laws and all this red tape and things you got to jump over when you do things. We need to understand, if everyone would govern themselves by the principles found in the Bible, in the Ten Commandments, we wouldn't have these problems.
Benjamin Rush said the only foundation for a useful education in a republic, Article 4, Section 4, is to be laid in religion under the umbrella of the Christian faith. Without this, there can be no virtue, and without virtue, there can be no liberty, because we know that to whom the Son maketh free is free indeed, and liberty is the object and life of all republican governments. Again, I lay to your candor, friends, who is the last president to actually acknowledge that we were a constitutional republic?
Me.
Go ahead.
I know. Ronald Reagan.
That's exactly right. Going back to the signer of the Declaration of Independence, Benjamin Rush, he said, in contemplating the political institutions, politics is the science of government. Science is the study of creation, friends. They are two sciences that run together. They're not one without the other. But he said, in contemplating the political institutions of the United States, I lament so much that we spend so much time and money in punishing crimes, $64.5 billion in our correction facilities today in America, and take so little pains to prevent them. We profess to be Republicans, and yet we neglect the only means of establishing and perpetuating our Republican forms of government, that is, the universal education of our youth in the principles of Christianity by the means of the Bible. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, you know what they would be saying.
Amen. Bring it down, brother.
Brother Dean.
And speaking of, well, I shouldn't say brothers, but Mr. George Washington.
ancestors.
That's right. A brother. Well, I'm talking about because George Washington is a brother. Yes. Uh-huh. I got to tell you something cute at the end of this quote, too, by the way. But George Washington said the best means of forming a manly, virtuous, and happy people will be found in the right education of whom? The youth. Without this foundation, every other means, in my opinion, must fail. Now, I've got just a funny little quirky story for you. Speaking of George Washington here, you know, as many of you may know and some you may not, George Washington only went up to the eighth grade. So when I was homeschooling one of the children here, one of them came up to me and asked and said, Mom, can I go only up to the eighth grade like George Washington did? It's like, yeah, nice try, but I think you're going to go a little further than that. But it's so cute how kids think. But I think the whole point and the moral...
Oh, that's just darling.
Yes, it's all the women.
I'm mocking, of course.
Of course, of course.
It wouldn't be not like me.
That's right, that's right. That's why, I don't know, I come across as so...
Enthralled.
Enthralled?
Yeah.
Let's see, what's a big word?
Enthralled.
There you go, enthralled.
Yeah.
Sam's looking at me like, I can't think of a big word. But the whole moral of the story with the grandma rocks and going back to the old paths and looking at the versions from 1967 to 2014 is we have left our first love, we have neglected the precepts found in the Bible, and then we wonder why we find ourselves in the situation that we are today. However, it's not too late to go back to the old paths. It's not too late to repent of our wicked ways, and it's not too late to restore our constitutional republic. People have to make a choice to do that, and that's okay. Repentance before God found the root of the tree.
Yep, going back to the word enthralled definition.
Yes.
Captivate. Charmed. Enchanting.
Oh, enchanting, yeah.
Fascinated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, delightful.
Delightful. There you go.
Yes,
see,
yes.
That's the word I'm looking for. Delightful.
Synonyms.
I like that.
Yeah.
Synonyms. Synonyms mean the same. Delightful, that word.
There you go.
All right. And I also want to say, too, for those of you that are listening to the show and say, man, I love the show. I'm listening to it, and we've got lots of new listeners that are out there. We've got new affiliates that just came out last week. For those of you who may be listening to the Sons of Liberty for the first time, I'd like to encourage you to do a couple things. Number one, check out the website, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. And if you're looking for the truth in news media, but not all the doom and gloom, yes, we'll tell you what the problems are, but we give you the answers and the hope found in Jesus Christ, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. For those of you that say, how can I help? How can I be a part? How can I support? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and you can make a donation there. Your donation helps us to do what we're called to do, and that means to seek and save that which is lost.
And I want people to understand, too, that this is a ministry that's not asking for permission to obey God. We're the most underfunded ministry, less than 0.5% of 1% of all finances that actually go to support ministries. Well, I'm trying to think of another ministry like ours. There really isn't a whole lot of ministries out there like this. Yes, because again, we're not asking. We're laying it out there. We're showing you our history. We're standing upon the law and the prophets. We're standing where the Lord told us to stand, upon the rock, because he said there and there alone the gates of hell shall not prevail. And that's where we're going
to
stand.
That's right. So if you'd like to support us, please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on the donate button, or you can also become a son or daughter of Liberty. And that means every month you give what you can on a monthly basis, and that supports us consistently. So we kind of have the foundation to catapult from there, going into all the world, preaching the gospel. Bradley will actually be in Arizona next week. We're going to be out on the East Coast. We're going to be in Wisconsin. Lots of different things coming up. So we're not just sitting behind the mic.
I'm excited to see all of my opposition, because the state-run media has already did some awesome advertisements for us.
I'm wondering where the opposition is going to be. It's kind of like, I remember when we were at the Minnesota State.
I'm not saying it to be funny.
Yeah.
I'm saying bring it on.
Yeah, well, it's interesting to know, because a lot of the times when they say all this opposition's there, it's really not there. For example, last year at the Minnesota State Fair, they said people were protesting our booth. So
we were looking for them.
Yes.
We couldn't find them.
The reporter actually called our office and talked with someone, and the guy said, well, you're standing there. Do you see anyone protesting the booth? And what did she say? Well, sir, I'm the one that asked the questions. Well, I mean, do you have eyes?
She called you sir?
No, a guy from the ministry. I'm the ma'am. But the point is, she couldn't find no opposition because there wasn't
any. They hated.
Blow up the one or two that maybe blows
the wind
the
wrong way. They just said this to Pamela Geller at this tea party just a couple weeks
ago. Red Mountain,
yeah. Yeah, they said there was all this opposition, but when they went there to take pictures, they couldn't find it.
Yeah. They like to stir it up.
Oh, they certainly do.
We stir it up, but we stir it up for righteousness' sake.
Yeah.
I like that.
Well, I mean, since you're on such a roll here.
My role is we love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18. We will see you in approximately 23 hours.
No, well, some will, on live stream.
That's right. And watch the podcast, too, as well.
They can hear us. 1 John 3:18, Bradley and Stephanie. Folks, we love you by what we do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. See ya.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.